suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project. From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Join Pasovan Area Hospital at the 2014 Be Aware Wellness Fair, Saturday, September 20th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Community Park. The Be Aware Wellness Fair is a free event with activities, food, and health information for all ages. Pasovan is offering free blood pressure screenings, plus try out the digital UV camera to identify sun damage to the skin. The Be Aware Wellness Fair, September 20th, sponsored by the Jacksonville Area Chamber of Commerce, the Be Aware Foundation, and by Pasovan Area Hospital.
Good afternoon. It is 70 degrees, partly cloudy in Jacksonville. Time for a look at local and area news made possible by Doyle Plumbing and Heating. I'm Ryan Turk. McMurray College officials are pleased with the latest enrollment numbers released for the school. Mac's traditional campus-based enrollment for the fall of 2014 remained steady, according to a press release, with 528 traditional undergraduates attending the school, compared to 529 in the fall of 2013. The figures are the college's enrollment on the 10th day of classes last week, the traditional day that institution of higher education determines enrollment. James Maxwell is the provost and vice president for academic and student affairs.
I think we're very fortunate to be where we're at right now. We're at a very steady pace, and with the economy and higher education and the upheavals therein, we're real pleased with that. And we're addressing next year, 15-16, in the future as well.
With 22 fewer high school students taking college courses at their home schools through McMurray, the college's overall enrollment dropped to 554 for the fall semester 2014, down from 571 a year ago. Maxwell says the student retention rate was stronger than predicted.
The retention number is really what helped us significantly. We had a goal of 289, and our census September 11th number was 322. So we're doing some very positive things there. But we also were coming out with new current programs that are market-driven that students and the market and employers want. So we'll have those rolled out this year and next year, which we think is going to have a significant impact on our enrollment.
McMurray's inaugural online programs began this fall, and 21 students enrolled in either business or RN to BSN programs. The RN to BSN offers a bachelor's degree in nursing to registered nurses with an associate's degree. Maxwell talks about the impact educating online will have on the school's numbers.
This will be incremental increases for us for those that are geographically bound that we can't reach traditionally, and it puts us in a competitive environment that a lot of schools are taking. We'll probably intend to come out with a couple other online programs in 15-16 to supplement it.
Maxwell says as provost, he's looking for invitations from the community on how to improve McMurray in the profit, nonprofit, certificate workshop area and higher education curriculum.
Hi, this is Patrick Doyle. Is mom hot? She is when the air conditioner isn't working. And dad says when mom's not happy, nobody's happy. Let Tom Doyle and the crew at Doyle Plumbing and Heating take care of your cooling needs this summer. Give them a call. Doyle Plumbing and Heating and Carrier, the oldest and most trusted name in heating and cooling in Jacksonville area.
The Supreme Court of Illinois has announced the filing of lawyer disciplinary orders during the September term of court, and it includes a Jacksonville lawyer. According to a monthly letter sent by the State Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission, Attorney Alan Wadsworth Appleby, who operates at 5 Westwood Place, was suspended for 4 months effective October 3rd. The letter indicates Appleby, who was licensed in 1973, failed to inform his client of a settlement offer in a matter and then, in the same case, filed a motion to reconsider and an appeal contrary to the client's direction and without the client's knowledge. Appleby is accused of having engaged in professional misconduct by violating state ethics laws. Calls to Appleby's Jacksonville office were not answered this morning. Three sentences were handed down today in Morgan County Court. 43-year-old Brianna Hoon of the 200 block of Allen was sentenced to 6 days in jail for unauthorized possession of a prescription form. 31-year-old Kevin Webb of Hillview was sentenced to 75 days in jail for domestic battery. That sentence is concurrent with a Greene County sentence. And 32-year-old William Daly of the 300 block of East Court was sentenced to 6 days in jail for driving with a suspended license. Daly was also fined $270. West Central Illinois has received a heavy amount of rainfall recently, which limited farmers to just 3 days of suitable field work for the week. According to the latest numbers from the USDA Crop Report and USDA Crop Statistician Mark Schleusner, corn harvests are being delayed because of the increased rain.
Last week's weather did not help with corn progress. We were good and wet. The state averaged 2.3 inches for the week, almost 1.5 inches above normal. Honestly, around Sangamon County, that rainfall was not helpful to very many crops. Most of the crops are past the point where a rainfall will help, and what it did is it delayed corn harvest.
The local district measured a half inch higher than the state average, as rainfall was almost 2 inches above normal. Schleusner says even with the harvest delays, there have still been some progress notes.
Corn harvest is only 2% complete around the state. That compares to 1% 1 year ago and 13% for the 5-year average. Soybeans, 20% of acres around the state are dropping leaves. That compares to 12% 1 year ago and 25% normally. The condition of the soybean crop is still rated quite good. 76% of soybean acres are rated good or excellent.
In the West Southwest District, 50% of soybeans are turning color, and 14% of the crop is dropping leaves. As for local corn, 94% is dented, which is 3% higher than the state average and 8% higher than the 5-year average. On the other hand, 46% of local corn is mature, which is 9% higher than the state average, but 4% lower than the 5-year average. Topsoil in the local district was 3% short, 77% adequate, and 20% surplus. Subsoil was 6% short, 81% adequate, and 13% surplus. Temperatures took a big dip across Illinois this past week. The average temperature for the West Southwest District was around 60 degrees, which is nearly 10 degrees colder than normal. Republican gubernatorial candidate Bruce Rauner is in favor of changing the tenure system for teachers. He said Monday that poor-performing teachers shouldn't get a lifetime job guarantee to teach, and it should be easier to fire them. Rauner also wants to put into effect a merit pay system with the idea of rewarding good instructors. Governor Pat Quinn's running mate, Paul Vallis, says Rauner's plans will cost dearly. He added that school districts would lose millions of dollars and class sizes would increase.
Dawes Family Funeral Homes, for families who care.
Some people prefer traditional funeral services, others prefer cremation. Some want an elaborate ceremony, others don't want one at all. Dawes Family Funeral Home offers all types of services because we know there are all types of people. At Dawes, we try to meet the needs of everyone, so stop by or give us a call today.
Dawes Family Funeral Homes, for families who care.
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to your attention this afternoon. Mary Regina Brewington, age 92, of Jacksonville, died Monday at Heritage Health in Jacksonville. Mary Regina Brewington. Funeral arrangements are pending at Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Jacksonville. Catherine Maxine Campbell Dean, age 85, of Mount Sterling, died Monday at her residence. Catherine Maxine Campbell Dean. A funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday at Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Miradosha. The family will meet friends from 10 to 11 a.m. prior to the service. Lee Freddie Wilson, age 60, of Jacksonville, died Friday at St. John's Hospice in Springfield. Lee Freddie Wilson. A graveside service will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday at Jacksonville East Cemetery. The family will meet friends from 2 to 3 p.m. Tuesday at the Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Jacksonville. Upcoming services for Maxine Homer will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday at Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Jacksonville. Maxine Homer. Burial will be held at Chapin Cemetery. Friends may call after 1 p.m. today at the funeral home, where the family will meet friends today from 5 to 7 p.m. Services for Lee Freddie Wilson will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday at Jacksonville East Cemetery. Lee Freddie Wilson. The family will meet friends from 2 to 3 p.m. today at the Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Jacksonville.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.